Welcome back, everybody. Some of you have been here the entire time. I was traveling during the holidays, and in general, we are seeing a pretty normal activity pattern for the game recovering from the holidays. Everybody goes off and visits family. A lot of people vanish during the holidays, and now folks are back and fights are happening. And it looks like the game is in pretty, I don't want to say good shape, but is continuing on a pathway of recovery. The fact that we're nearly at, when I checked a few minutes ago, 33,000 online on a Saturday is very positive compared to how things were during the blackout nonsense. So that's good. Let's see what else we have here. Other things have been going pretty well. We don't have a locust fleet this week, but the one that we had last week went well. The org reforms there seems to have worked out pretty well. I'm pleased with that. So let's see what we have in terms of actual news. The only real item on the agenda, as far as galactic politics goes, is like I mentioned just a little bit ago before the official start of the Fireside, is what I guess ProGod Legend and Vili are calling the impeachment war, which is when Vili, before the holidays, herfed a bunch of werfs and said that Sword Dragon is bad for the CSM and needs to be removed through in-game means or something or other. And then ProGod Legend was posting about how was the impeachment war or something or other. First I heard of it. We have been sending forces north in that sort of hot mess there. We have been helping Sword Dragon off and on. We are more there because of PanFam rather than the legacy situation. We were already up there helping Sword out randomly against the usual suspects. When I say PanFam, NCDOT, PL, Horde, any of that lot. And then Vili like flipped out and attacked Sword into that mix. So our priority there is to shoot PanFam first. I don't really have any interest in like having a big legacy war, but if legacy decides to like flip over a table and go nuts about us, shooting NCDOT, which is, we were sort of there first, we were there and shooting PanFam, and then, Vili flipped a table over. So that's kind of like the order of battle there is when we are in the north, we are shooting PanFam first. And if legacy is on the same side as PanFam, that's kind of weird and shitty and lame, and shit happens and people get blown up. So that is essentially what's going on there. Let me see. We have a couple things that I want to talk about in terms of herfing of blurfs. So with that conflict in the Northwest, we would really like to see people train dreads on their Titan alts because you all have Titans. Maybe not all of you have Titans, but increasingly everybody's got fucking Titans. And we are using a lot of dreads in the Northwest. We have caches up there. There are lots of opportunities for seeing Legacy and PanFam and Dead Coalition Guardians of the Galaxy all slap fight. There's a lot of opportunities for us to drop on people. So please make sure that your Titan alts can use dreadnoughts in a pinch. We are looking for nags over revelations, and on those pilots, we want to make sure you have two free jump clone slots on any of your Capstorm characters in case we need to, say, get you into the Galactic Northwest and hand you a big pile of dreads. I don't really expect us to, we have no interest in deploying supers to the Northwest. That would be silly and dumb and lame and squelch any possible fighting up there. But, dreads are cheap enough and fun enough that there's no reason that we can't drop them on any old thing that moves. Okay, another thing I want to talk about is bombers. We have a bomber organization, Bomber Waffa, obviously. Boat and Wild have been running that for a long ass time now. Boat has sort of wandered off from like actively doing bomber FC type stuff. And we want to encourage all skirmish commanders to start learning their way around bombers. There's really no reason why people, bombers are cheap as hell. And we want to, from the skirmish commander level and now from the fireside chat level and whatever, sort of revive interest in people doing that and learning how to bomb stuff. So if you are a skirmish commander, if you're interested in that, expect that we are going to be suggesting that anybody can learn how to do it. And we want to encourage anybody to mess around with that. If you're like, hey, I want to be a bomber FC, I want to try how to do that, we will enable you in that way. This is going to be something that's going to take some time for us to promote and revive and get things going on. But in general, if you're all hot to trot and you're a current skirmish commander and you're like, I would like to learn how to do bomber stuff, talk to the crew and do it. There's really nothing standing in your way, and we're going to be pushing that. This might be as simple as there's currently a few FCs who are just like bomber curious and saying, hey guys, you can totally do this if you want to. Or it might be slightly more complicated. We will find out as this process continues. But we need to get back into the habit of having bombers around all the time because they are a core part of subcapital doctrine. Okay. In practice, guys, that is basically it for bullet points. We are in a I don't want to say wait and see because we are doing like SIG and squad stuff in the Northwest, and there's some like hot warfare happening up there. We are not deploying the Alliance, so mostly I'm going to shift to questions and answers. We are coming back here from the holiday period, so things are definitely a little slow, but things are firing up. So if folks have questions, we will put them in Elysium, and I will answer a few. And then the big Jerry Springer drama, and of course, having said that, maybe everybody's going to be well behaved, is we have Progon Legend and Sutonia on the meta show at in what 40 minutes from now, and Brisk and I will be asking them about the impeachment war, Sword Dragon's behavior on the CSM, and stuff like that. What does the state want us to do about the CCB convict Reddit post for feedback? I want to use my freedom of speech to give the state approved feedback. I would say that people can just, that's a good question. I think that people should just feel free to reply to it with whatever the truth is for you, right? Like, convict is asking questions about, how do you feel about EVE Online currently? I think it's a good thing that convict is doing that. Some people might suggest that he should be doing it only on the official forums. But the fact that, he is in his capacity as like community developer, and he has big shoes to fill. There's a joke about how CCB Guard is short here, but metaphorically speaking, he has big shoes to fill, and I think it's a positive thing that Convict is doing that. So we don't really have any state-approved narrative or feedback for that. So if you want to reply to that, just do your thing and speak your truth. A while back, you mentioned that the Alliance was looking to make a sub-forum for goons to help other goons with work. Is there any update on that? That is a very good question because I completely forgot about that coming back from the holidays. I was traveling for like 10 days and a lot of things fell out of my brain. Anominate had been working on that and had actually been lining up several people, and then the holidays happened and everything went to hell. So there's actually going to be a few of those drop balls, and one of the reasons why I really like the whole fireside chat format is it gives you guys an opportunity to remind us of the shit that we were talking about before the holidays that we derped on. So Anominate, if you could pick that up again, and yeah, actually I'm going to make a note of that. Thank you very much. All right, thanks, guys. Okay, so a few more things here. Ranger Gamma has some shout outs for the new release of GTS. Wow, okay, awesome. 3.31 for GTS looks like. I'm still used to calling it GARPA from back in the day. There's also a gate camping class recordings. Check this out. Am I worried about the amount and level of FCs we seem to be losing to other alliances, namely Trigger Happy? No. I mean, actually, since you brought it up, we have this is important. We've had a few people from Trigger Happy that have been looking to rejoin the organization, and they should be getting the red carpet treatment. If you have friends that went to Trigger Happy and they are coming back, do not be shitty to them. Don't be resentful. Don't be weird about it. There was nothing like it wasn't a schism. They just went off to shoot other people, and now, several of them are on their way back, and we want to make sure that they are. Not, don't be weird about it that they're coming back. Does that make sense? I think it's very useful that people have an opportunity to see how the other half lives and then make their own decisions and go, well, actually, life in the Imperium was pretty fucking cool and I want to come back. So that is good. Let's see. Is there a reason why the Wi-Fi iHub doesn't have the super upgrade active? Well, yeah, let me just check my encyclopedic memory of the particular iHub upgrades throughout all of our territory. I have no fucking idea. Sorry about that, dude.
I'm handling that one in the chat further down.
Okay, cool.
Let me
You do your thing.
address this in voice. 3 or 4 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago, I forget exactly when, I noticed that we had close to 40 systems that had the super crap upgrade installed all around Delve with 40 some Sodios all over the goddamn place. And I ran an API report, and over half of the systems had no supers or titans in build in them. And that means a super cap IHO upgrade costs 1.2 billion ISK per month per system. So we are spending over 40 billion ISK a month, and half of the ISK was being spent for no reason. So I went around and I turned off all of them that had no supers or titans in build. And I'm leaving them off. And when people come to me and say, hey, I want to build a super or titan in this system that, won't work because the upgrade's off. I say, fine. If you want to do that, you can pay to the Executor Corp 1.2 billion ISK a month times how many ever months you want me to turn it back on. And when you pay me 6 months, it runs out, I'll turn it back off. Or if I check it and no one's building them, I'll turn it back off. Like, I'm not going to just waste ISK for no reason because some random person wants a random SODI off in this other system that no one has it in, and then it just sits there and not being used. Because we had a bunch of them were in alt corps and people went AFK, and they don't play EVE anymore, and no one noticed that nothing was being built in that studio because no one else could build in it except for that one person, and we were spending the money for no reason. So I'm trying to save the money tax dollars, or the Alliance tax dollars.
Thank you.
So, like, as of right now, there's 15 or 20 of them that are on. There's another 15 or 20 that are off. Generally, if you just PM me and say, hey, I need it on here, I want it on for 3 months, I've sent, 3.6 billion ISK to DJs, I'll turn it back on. Just let me know.
Sweet. That's horrifying. I didn't realize they were so damn expensive.
Yeah, it's like when CCP, like, I don't know, like a year ago when they went across the board and increased the cost of all of the strategic upgrade fees, like the worst one is the goddamn jammer. The jammer is even more expensive to run than the super cap one. So that's, I find it funny when you see like up north when we invaded Tribute the last time around, and NC started like turning on all those systems and jamming them. We're like, oh, that's hilarious. They're going to find out how quickly that expensive that gets. We are costing them 40 or 50 billion this month in iHub fees just to jam all those systems. It's like we could have just parked our super fleet there and all logged off and walked away.
And watch them ruin their economy. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So a couple other things here. In terms of questions, there's something that I saw and then I lost it. Hold on. In general, just don't use public Sotillos, as Jay is pointing out. Okay, not really seeing any other questions unless I'm missing something in particular here. In terms of positions of the state, it did occur to me, if you want to post feedback in the BAM Soaker CCP Convict, how you're feeling thread, the state is massively in favor of the filaments, and the state would like to see filaments become a permanent part of EVE Online. It really fills an important niche for like small gang content instantly delivered to your doorstep. And yeah, that was like one of the best things to come out of all of the like holiday stuff. And so if you like filaments, which I believe you should, And that gets communicated to CCB. Great. What SIGs are doing shit up north? It's not really a SIG thing happening up north. It's more like we are doing like small scale main fleet things. Well, I mean small scale meaning that we're occasionally sending like 1,100 guys up north, but it's a low intensity conflict as far as the Imperium is concerned. Let's put it that way. I saw a question about wormhole stuff. So let's talk about this. The wormhole deployment was starting off right before the holidays kicked in, and filaments happened. And so there was a bit of an overlap there. Essentially that is down to sort of like a SIG and squad level thing currently. Kathy and the guys are looking at it and are going to be getting back to me about what they would like to do with it. We have taught a lot of people that were invested and interested in how to do wormholes, and that has been very successful. The question is it something that we want to maintain in a long-term perspective? We might keep the school open for a period of time and then shut it down periodically because Pathfinders need to do Pathfinder stuff. But essentially, we haven't forgotten about it. In fact, we spent a lot of time discussing it at the Illum meeting. We don't have action items for you here and now, but I did see a question about what we were doing with wormhole deployment. And so we will have news and updates for you on that probably next week. Let's see what else we got. I think that's going to be it for this week, guys. It's been we're all sort of starting back out again. Holidays are over, and there is enough stuff on fire in space for us to have some amusements. So thank you for coming. We will be here again next week, same time, same channel. And in about half an hour, we will have ProGod Legend and Suetonia as guests on the meta show to talk about events over the holidays and what we can expect in the coming months. So thanks for coming, guys, and we will see you next week.